The biggest leap to happiness, health, wealth, love. If you wanted to make the biggest leap up, happiness, health, wealth, love, what do you think you'd grow? Some measures are easier to grow than others. Some measures, like everywhere in life, will grow easily, but overall their effect will be small, while others create an avalanche-like result when you grow them even just a little bit. It is hard to know what is what. Where to invest your scarce resource, your time, your energy. To grow anything, to choose what to grow, you need to be aware of what they are and where you stand. One of my favorite and impactful sentences came from a three-year-old. In a sing-song way. Probably it is part of a song. You can't catch what you can't see. Without awareness. You can't see unless you look. Look in reality. Look with fuzzy eyes. See more than just one thing. Remain emotionless. Without agenda. Or your cone of vision will narrow. The above video is not a perfect example and not the perfect exercise, but will do nicely to illustrate training both your attention and your awareness. Both attention and awareness belong to you, but you don't behave like they do. You behave like a three-year-old who has no control over anything, while firmly looking at imaginary things in their mind. And when something interests them, the three-year-old, they forget about everything. They may even pee or poop in their pants, they are so focusing in on that one thing. Humanity's skill level in attention and awareness is on a three-year-old's level, and that is not enough to live the life of an adult. Life is complicated, and there are many plates to spin. Some plates are worthless, inconsequential. You do well to drop them. Some are precious, could take you to heaven, but they get exactly zero attention and drop. Same thing with information, the seeds of knowledge. Some plates are worthless, others could take you to heaven. And the worthless come at you with more energy, so they monopolize your attention. Unless you become an adult, and take charge of your attention, take charge of your awareness, you'll remain where you are stuck in every area of life, but especially in the quality of life overall. This is true on no matter what level you are at. As I said yesterday, I am in the middle of consuming a 3-day marketing course on my computer. I have finished A1 last night. On the video you can see the speaker, and you can see the audience. The video was taken from closer to the back of the large room. About 100 attendees. Supposedly all business owners, supposedly all high ambition individuals. But you can see, about half of them are more interested in whatever they are doing, whatever they'd rather do, than what the leader delivers in the front of the room. The information that is coming from there is worth billions of dollars in the right hands. Skillfully applied. Not if not even heard. You can't catch what you can't see. You can't apply what you don't hear. Some people in attendance will make billions, others won't. What is the difference? Two things, closely connected. One is the awareness/attention combo. The other is self-image. How are they connected? At the hip, I'd like to say, to have some comic relief. And I am laughing. Are you? Probably not. Your self-image has been put together by a drunk three-year-old. It tells you what you can do and what you can't. And you've never gotten aware enough to look and see if that self-image is based on reality or some drunken stupor. So you see, that is the connection. You need awareness, attention, to set your self-image right. Flashes of insight won't cut it. What would be the fairy tale of Cinderella if she had a flash of insight that ashes and lentils look very different and therefore no problem telling them apart? Or an insight that a sieve can shorten the process? Or the insight that birds could do the job? Insight but no action. She would have never gone to the ball, and never would have married the prince. Insights give you a sense that you are brilliant. But it is actions that take you to results, not brilliance. So your self-image may be this brilliant good for nothing? Ugh. Horrible. Some of you are so starved for success, that when you wipe your ass with one hand you spend the whole day raving about yourself. And miss the day completely. Oh, and complain about overwhelm. So control of your attention is to move it from one thing to the next when the job is done. Plus keep all the other jobs inside your cone of vision. Now you see, that growing up and treating your attention as yours. Controlling it diligently is the most efficacious way to grow your whole life. My mother, in spite of her high IQ, was a wretched person. She spent most of her time in her mind, about, I am guessing, how it should be. My father was present to what he was doing, who he was talking to. He had a strong hand when it came to his attention. So he wrote 14 books, 2 dissertations in the living room, while the family was watching TV. My mother behaved like she was the passenger in the vehicle she traveled through life. My father drove his life. But no matter how well you manage your attention, your awareness, there is still a fly in the ointment. Attention, awareness all deal with the visible. To see the invisible, you need to look beyond, behind the visible. What is there, you ask? The backdrop. Or said in a more often used way, the context. And context is decisive. It is said that without integrity nothing works. Not your life, not your projects, not your health. Integrity depends 70% on the context inside which you do the things you do. But if you can't see the context, you are SOL, SHT out of luck. If you don't know how to change the context, ditto, you are SOL. I have been doing context workshops till my nose bled. And now I have to admit defeat. You see, until you increase your control over your attention, the width and the depth and the duration of that control, I can't teach you context without which you cannot live a life worth living. I have a student who has been my control for everything. I measure his numbers against his results, to see to what degree a certain activity influences his results. His grip on his attention is below 1%. He is like a rag doll. He spends most of his time hijacked to visit his mind. So he is not present. His voices scream at him all day and all night, truisms. Everything at its opposite. So in that noise he has hard a hard time producing any results with any consistency. Last year, or was it the year before? I gave him access to the whole brain methodology. This student practiced to keep a golf ball in the air with a rubber mallet. You cannot do it unless you can keep your attention on it. You cannot do it if your focus is too tight. And you cannot do it if you don't have depth perception. So he got better at controlling his attention. And he got overall better. But his context was, I want a better brain, because a better brain will get me what I want. That is a context that leaves all the power to the brain. And none to him. His self-image is that he is powerless, then he can't. That is where he needs power, not only to the brain. Had he used the context, my stronger attention will help me go beyond the spots where the eye can't normally stops me. You see how powerful context is? But he could not see beyond his current predicament. I am a victim of my brain, I am a victim of my self-image. I am a victim of the little voice that tells me I can't. And he could also create a context for the times where he misses the ball. And instead of allowing the voice berate him, he would be able to pick up the ball and do it again. Many of you will recognize this, when things go well, you are okay. When anything goes not the way you expected, you get stuck. And you are stuck, and stuck and stuck. And life is passing you by. Nothing gets done, nothing. Because you are now stuck. With the little voice, in the mind, in an emotional state. But life didn't stop. Only you did. This is also an attention issue, and this is also a lack of context issue. Now you see that you've never been trained in attention, never been trained in context, never been trained really in anything. And your life reflects that perfectly. But it is not too late. And it is not too hard. The secret is to learn to spin more than just one plate at a time. The thing you are doing, plus the context, plus the other plates that you'll get to when you are done with the one you are doing now. So what can you do? I do not actively teach you to work with your attention and your awareness, widening your cone of vision, deepening your depth perception so you can see the context, managing your attention span. You need to work on that on your own. The program my control student was doing part of is called Whole Brain Activation Program. You can borrow it for a fee. I cannot sell it to you, but I can lend it to you. How much? This is the email that made me buy it, and then made my students buy it. Almost 10 years ago, on March 5, 2012, I launched one of the most successful products of my online career. And it's a product that has nothing to do with marketing but everything to do with being wildly successful at marketing. At first I thought the information and the messenger were full of SHT. But instead of being a hostile skeptic, I did what most are too lazy to do. I researched his claims and set out to prove his brain training theory wrong. I took on the training, took blood tests to prove its results, and interviewed over 31 of his clients. And what I experienced for myself and the testimonies I recorded in detailed telephone audio interviews from others blew my mind and convinced me to dive headfirst into the training, and since then, I have never looked back. Being open to the training methodology has been one of the most rewarding decisions of my life. And I think it may be the same for you. Here is a video from YouTube. You can borrow this program. And listen, watch, read, and use what you learn to train your brain, your attention, your discipline, you're everything for 20 bucks. It has a book, a workbook, individual brain-building exercises, videos, and interviews with users of the system. At the minimum, you want to learn and practice the hammer exercises with both hands. Borrow the brain training for 90 days. P.S. You'll notice that training your brain is not an improvement. It is, instead, a new lease on life. Why it wasn't for my control student? Unfortunately, again, context is decisive. If your attitude towards your brain that your brain will take you where you want to go, you are SOL again. Your brain is not the boss, you are. But like so many bosses, who act as if they were your best friend, hoping that you'll rescue them from having to lead, you are the same way in your own life. You are the boss and you call the shots. Or else. If you hated rich people, powerful people, boss people all your life, your most important job is to get over it. If you were trained to be a good little soldier, becoming a boss, a powerful boss, is the first thing you need to decide. The secret is in the context. Whatever you decide the program will do for you, it will do it for you. Just make sure you are the boss, not the program. For example, you can say, the program will help me become a millionaire earner. Instead of, it will make me a millionaire earner. It will only do without a powerful context what it was designed to do, strengthen your brain. The content of your brain won't change. And if you have garbage content in your brain, your results will be also garbage. Borrow the brain training for 90 days. If you know nothing about context, you can buy the short context course as an add-on in the shopping cart. If you buy the course before next Sunday, I'll gift you one of the Avatar State Activators. Your choice. Why an Avatar State Activator? Because as long as the activator is playing, everything is easier. Including doing the practice, including reading, including getting your attention unstuck. A $45 value.